What's up, gorgeous people? Welcome back to the Give Them a La La podcast. We are a week. It was a week since we celebrated Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I'm still swole AF. There's a lot of salt in Thanksgiving dinner. And every day that I wake up, have woken up since Thursday, I'm ye olde puffer fish.
Ye olde.
The leftovers are killing us too.
The leftovers. By the way, I have Easton back on the podcast. My brother,
I'm here.
Jessica, my brain and left side of my body. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
No, Thanksgiving was amazing.
Yeah, tell me about what you guys did. Easton was in town.
Mm-hmm. We went to Jack's and Brits. And what I love about going to Jack's and Brits is they are so good at hosting. And they know me so well that when I offer to help, they know I'm just doing it to be nice. So they always tell me I don't need to, which is the right response. We talk about that all the time. I'm happy to Venmo you. But other than that, like, I'm not going to help. And we did bring things. My mom made her sweet potatoes, which are so fantastic. And when you first look at them, you go,
no, you have to sell people on them.
You have to sell people on them?
You did.
Yeah, I was a sweet potato salesman that night.
Yes, and can I tell you, I almost got annoyed that you did that because then they were devoured. And I like thirds, fourths, and fifths.
Yeah, and leftovers.
Yes. And leftovers.
We made her make more. And
we did.
On too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we smashed the pan last night.
Wait, I'm confused. You guys have leftovers. Did you take home food?
Or of course we did.
Oh, okay.
I'm not too proud to be like, where's my fucking leftovers?
What does Brit do? What does Brittany do? That pot pie? Or not Brittany?
No. So our friend Janet, what she does after Thanksgiving dinner, she learned this from her mom, is she makes pot pies, Thanksgiving pot pies. And she puts literally
everything,
single thing that you ate
that night,
into
one pot pie.
Yeah.
So into like a pie crust.
Correct. Yes. And then she sends them home. She sends them home with you.
No, and then you take it home and bake it.
You take it home and bake it on 450
and
for
15
minutes.
I get where people look at the sweet potatoes and they're like, eh.
Yeah.
Because I looked at that the same way.
No, I was like, this looks sketch, Janet. I don't know about this.
Was it good?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that pot pie was different.
And it doesn't, like, dry out all the already cooked food?
No.
Oh, my God. That sounds so
good.
Not at all. It was so good.
Genius, Janet.
Yes, it is genius. And it was just, like, so full of love. And it was cute. And Ocean's personality is just the cutest thing you'll ever see in your whole life. I wish that everyone could experience my child.
I'm kind of miserable. She didn't. I was like looking forward to seeing Ocean pretty much all day. And then I heard the door open. We're at the office, obviously. And Ocean is home with Gigi. But I heard the door to the office open and like my heart jumped. And I stood up and I went out in the hallway and she wasn't there. So
she was tired today.
She was. Took a little nap. Yeah.
She took a little nap. I got home and my mom was sitting there, you know, dicking around the house, being iconic as usual. And Ocean was on the couch sucking her fingers, which means
sleep
time for a nap.
Yeah.
And then she heard the fridge opening, started pointing at it, saying, Bubba, oh, Bubba. And I said, oh, she's a sleepy baby.
She's so
I said, you can stay home. But the other thing is, so my mom made the sweet potatoes for Jackson Brittany's house. It looks like Christmas threw up in the Couchy household, okay?
Okay.
The cabinets have red bows as if the cabinets are presents. Two trees that are decked to the freaking nines. Little nativity scene. She's just, can I tell you, HGTV, where you at? Give Brittany Cartwright a show already because she is the ultimate, like, homemaker.
I love that.
Cooked the entire thing. Janet helped with sides. Cooked the entire Thanksgiving meal on her own. We brought the sweet potatoes and also pies, but store-bought pies.
Yum.
And I was really grateful because as we were leaving, the pies were still there. But by the time I gathered all the things to leave, some of the boys had smoked a giant blunt and each of them had their own pie that they were eating. And I was like, I'm so glad I didn't go to waste. Happy Thanksgiving. Good night.
I know. When I was leaving too, Jax was like, you have to take some food, dude. Take some food. I was like, dude, I'm good. I was like, I'm full. He goes, you're going to go home, smoke, and you're going to need some food. He literally got me a to-go and he goes, you're going to thank me. And Jax, I thank you.
I was just going to say, did you thank him? You.
Yes, I yes. do. But no, going over to that house, it felt like home. Like
it did.
Like it felt like we've done it for years almost. And everybody I met was on. I loved too.
So nice.
And there
so
were babies.
Happy.
There were obviously Ocean Cruise. Is that it? Or was there?
Those
more?
Were the only two babies. Oh. Actually, no. Our friend Courtney Berman has a newborn. She's 2 months old. She came.
Stinking cute.
So
cutest little boy.
Is she not though? Courtney posted this on her story, and I was like, "That's so accurate." A copy and paste of Courtney's husband. No, is she not? She is.
Okay.
Now that you say that,
so
I can
yes,
see it.
But then Courtney made a face, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's Lennon. Like, you and your baby are identical. That's such okay. a fun age because they change with just the blink of an eye. It's like, yeah. Mom, dad. You know, Phoebe on Friends, how she's blinking over and over again and she thinks she's changing the channel. That's how it feels. But it's like, mom, dad. It's the craziest shit ever. Thankfully, Ocean, people can say otherwise, but you blink and you just see Birmingham. And
you know,
I
see you, Easton, a lot yeah. in Ocean. I see you a lot, especially when I see pictures of you two as kids.
Yeah. Well,
if I were to post a side-by-side, even with me and her, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Wild.
And I'm telling you, in person.
Same for law.
Yeah.
Yes.
Same for law.
In person, she is the spitting image of just like
Birmingham.
Or Hutton. I can't even tell which.
Well, I can see your dad, too.
Right.
Yes.
Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
The weather is getting warmer. Summer is coming, finally, and you know what that means? It's time to put all of the jackets and all the sweaters in the back of the closet and pull out all of your shorts and tees. And I know you all want some new looks for the warm summer sunshine, and you don't want to break the bank in the process. I get it. We want to ball on a budget. So do what I did and shop Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic year after year. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. All Quince items are 50% to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. I did just get myself a fabulous cashmere tee in cream. It is so soft and yummy. It's probably just as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got for Palm Springs. We absolutely love those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
Also, on the note of Thanksgiving, you decided to have yours on Friday. Mm-hmm. Was that fucking weird? Because
it was weird only because it wasn't even that weird, but it was like, you know, Thanksgiving, you're on social media and everybody's like posting
totally.
Everything.
That's what I
so
mean.
So it felt a little like, oh, like kind of missing out, but I cooked everything. So then I was like also grateful because then I could spend Thursday prepping and then Friday it was just like low key. I made.
See, that would be my favorite. Yeah. Football and prepping.
Yes.
With no one coming over.
Yes. And Kyle and his dad.
That's true.
Yeah. And his mom came in on Friday, which is why we celebrated. And I made espresso martinis and we just like drank and I cooked. It was nice. It actually ended up being really nice.
And it was intimate.
It was intimate. It was just us four and Marge.
And Marge. Yeah. Obviously the dog.
Yeah, and then we went to the beach on Saturday, and we went and saw Christmas lights yesterday. It was a lot of fun. I loved it. I'm so glad.
Where did you go and see Christmas lights?
At Holiday something. It wasn't Holiday Road, which is in Calabasas. I want to go there. This was over near West Covina.
Okay.
It was closer. It was like 30 minutes from Glendale, where I live. It was cute. It's not Holiday Road, which is in Calabasas. Fun fact, that was my very first job when I got to Los Angeles, and I'm not kidding.
Was in Calabasas?
No, it was on Holiday Road as a PA for like a month. I'm not kidding.
No, during Christmas time?
It was November. It was like, no, October, because they opened like November 10th or something. And it was like, I didn't have a job.
Was it houses?
It's like a drive-through, like insane Christmas lights and all
this. Did you get tickets?
Yeah, it's $35 a person, which it's pricey, but it's like a wonderland. And I was just like, I saw it and I was like, oh, this would be fun. It's like a wonderland. And it was my first job.
Maybe
I
should rent like a party bus and with car seats and take my friends with their kids.
It's stunning. It's like really stunning. But yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't. The one I went to was cute, but.
Well, good. I'm glad that you had a good weekend.
Yeah.
I was nervous calling you yesterday. So Jessica, again, is my entire brain.
I know. I was going to apologize for Saturday.
Don't even.
And I reached out to Jess saying like, hi, can you switch my little brother's ticket? Because I don't know how to do that. And you were like, I'm at the beach. I'm having so fun. And I was like, okay, well, I actually need something from you. And if you can't do it, like, I'm kind of fucked because I only have until 7 in order for my points to not just be a waste.
Oh, that's hilarious. I didn't even know that.
Oh, I didn't tell you that?
No, I wish you told me that. Easton figured it out, by the way. Did you
know
that?
Okay, good. I'm so glad because I really hate bothering you during your time off.
And I didn't know if it, because it wasn't working for the first couple of times. I didn't know if it was because like you used a different email.
Right.
And that was.
No, the app wasn't working. Also, Lala, I literally tell you all the time. I'm like, call or text me if you need me.
Yeah, so I also tell people that. I don't mean it.
But I mean it.
I'm so bad at replying to anything.
If I would have found out, if you would have been like, yeah, I wanted to ask for your help, but I didn't call or text you, I would be annoyed. So I'm really glad you did.
Okay. Well, I love you so much.
Both things
for answering.
But Easton figured it out.
Yeah, look at me go. I changed the flight. It's 30 years old.
No one means it when they say, reach out if you need anything. That's just being polite.
And I'm not going to lie. Like, when she was like, I don't have my laptop. Like, Lauren and Lisa are like, well, let's change that. We have to. So now I'm freaking out. Like, God.
We only have until 7, and I'm watching the clock tick. I'm like, if these points are wasted, motherfuckers going down.
No, you guys figured it out because it was Southwest or Delta.
Yeah, well, I changed it on the, what's
I know, this
is
riveting, you guys.
I know, changing flights. It's 30 years old. I can finally do it, though.
Well, 32, I still can't do it. But that's what I love about this podcast.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, you know what? The Give Them Lala podcast is like so fun. And if someone said like, what is your podcast about? I would have to tell them nothing.
It's Seinfeld. It's the podcast about nothing.
It is the Seinfeld of podcasts. And I pride myself on that. Okay. Yeah. Because we could be talking about hot athletes, or we could be talking about the actual game, or we can be talking about how I'm bad at doing shit, or we're going heavy in on what we believe in and God and all of these. Like, it is the podcast about absolutely fucking nothing. Pick a topic. We'll talk about it.
But at the same time, everything.
See, that's what it is, though. It is.
It's everything. And that's why people are DMing saying, oh, my God, I love it. They love Easton on. They love when you talk and you guys talk, because it's like you say nothing. It is about everything. And every time you speak or you speak, Easton, there's always something in it, whether or not you're talking about when you were little, family, or like you're talking about the year you've had. There's always something that people are able to take away.
Right. Like I take away so much in Seinfeld. Same. And it always comes full circle.
Right.
So I freaking love this podcast. Same. I love both of you. I love that we go on tangents. I love that it's like, lighthearted and fun.
Thank you for taking care of me.
Aww. This is, this right? is my family. I agree with you. I have so much fun. I also was just telling Easton before we got on. I'm like, oh yeah, I usually forget when we're recording because it just feels like we're sitting around a table chatting.
And then you realize we've gone on a 55-minute tangent.
Right. Right.
And I really want to touch on, which now I feel like people have come to the party. It's been, I believe, a week since mm-hmm. the Balenciaga campaign came out. I spoke out about it and I was getting so many DMs. And I'm not on TikTok, but Heather McDonald, apparently she's on TikTok. You're on TikTok. She was like, no, you were like the hero on TikTok because you were really the only, their words, not mine. So I'll put it in quotes, celebrity that spoke out, which, number one, I felt proud. Number two, I felt a bit defeated. And here's why. My platform is not huge. Is it big? Can it make a little bit of a splash? Absolutely. I think everybody who decides to speak out is making a splash. Am I Kim Kardashian with 300 million followers? No. So for me to be as distant from the brand as I am and see something that is just, to me, it was horrifying, scary. It was right in our faces. And I think Balenciaga and many other brands are so used to us being sheeple, which is sheep. Mm-hmm. This was like, here it is in your face. If you don't see it now, like, we are sheep.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
It was so blatant and terrifying. And, you know, I am a very – there. I feel like there's levels to Hollywood. I'm on the reality end, which for a long time was not respected. Who knows if it is now? It seems like everybody and their dog has a reality TV show. I'm grateful. But there are tiers, right? So I'm a part of Hollywood in some way. And I've always loved being a part of it because I feel like when shit gets real and things need to be done, I watch my community and people who aren't in this community really step up to the plate to make a difference. We witnessed it with George Floyd. We were like, we're fucking done. You know, we mm-hmm. stepped up. We were out in these streets protesting. I saw it with, you know, Stop Asian Hate. I see it with everything. Mm-hmm. With everything, I go, my community in Hollywood doesn't fuck around. Mm-hmm. And then Balenciaga happens, and it is fucking crickets.
Yeah.
Well, I'm speechless on what to say just because of they have kids. How are you not doing it for them and their future, mm-hmm. in my opinion? It's disgusting.
This world is getting so fucking dark. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage people that listen to this podcast and follow me, like, please stay in the light. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Find it however you can, because...
And even, I don't care if you have 300 followers, post it. Your voice means something.
Quiet.
It doesn't mean anything. Just talking is spreading.
No,
that's
I know.
All it means. So keep talking about it. It's disgusting. I mean, even Kim Kardashian's tweet to me
was so
pointless and stupid.
So her, stupid. That,
yeah, it's almost to the point
her
where like...
Her statement on Instagram, on, yeah.
Or mm-hmm. wherever it was.
Yeah. I'm talking to Balenciaga to see if they know the seriousness. The damage is done. And it's like, it wasn't just little kids and like poor tasting sets, right? Mm-hmm. It was so blatant. And also, here's a document. Like, they were saying to us, we encourage exploiting children in a sexual way.
Well, they've been doing this. And I mean, they've been doing it for years.
Anybody, you're right.
It's they were saying how stupid we are with this one, I think.
Yes.
And I'm not calling anyone stupid, but people who maybe don't work in a certain industry might think, oh, you know, Balenciaga said, we're going to hold whoever did this accountable. We can't be more clear on the fact that Balenciaga knew exactly the amount of people that have to sign off on any campaign. Now, this is an online campaign. I'm talking something as simple as like a press release that is a sentence long. The amount of people that have to sign off on that is beyond words. So think about photo shoots and actors and
that was the and other thing.
And set deck, and it's insane the amount of people have to sign off. But a company like Balenciaga or any fashion, any brand for that matter, is not going to go ahead, production company, do whatever you will with the creative.
No. Even and a
from
little
what I
bit.
Heard, the person in charge of that shoot was also in charge of other shoots, and it was like a Louis Vuitton or a Tom Ford.
Yeah.
You can look it up. I saw it. And the girl said in that shoot that she was working on set, the girl was so involved about where placing was and things.
Of course.
So for them to say it slipped is bullshit, because that girl that was in charge of it, everybody has said on different sets, no matter if it's Balenciaga or what, she was very intrigued on where things were set. So this was fucking strategic. No,
very.
And
very.
And signed off by many, many, many people.
And
oh,
if
yeah.
you think
yeah.
this was an overnight campaign,
no.
this was spoken about for
years.
Months mm-hmm. upon months. What are we doing for the 2022 holiday fucking whatever they want to call it? I'm not in the fashion world, but I've seen the Devil Wears Prada, all right? Mm. I've seen the books that had to go from so-and-so to so-and-so that they plan. Then Miranda Priestly gets it. She goes through it with a fine-tooth comb. I don't like the belt buckle on this. We're reshooting everything, all right? So don't hustle us, motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. We're smart. You're not going to do this anymore. And I don't agree with cancel culture, right? I think there's many things where it's like, that was stupid, and we have to create a teachable moment or else we're not going to get better, right? This was so, I have fire in my chest, because it's like, these are fucking children.
There were too many items in it, too.
The amount of time that you spent to exploit these young little kids, as a mother, I'm disgusted. Mm-hmm. I'm offended, and you need to be fucking canceled. Your mind is in the gutter, and I'll be damned if I raise a child in this fucking world. And if this is what Hollywood is, a community that I have wanted to be a part of since I was a little kid, if this is what it's like, I don't fucking want it. Mm-hmm. I'll collect my pennies and stay the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not saying that all of Hollywood is like that, because I do believe that there are still people who are out here, they love their craft, and I'm grateful. But at the same time, it's like, it's very simple. We got to stay in the light. There's so much darkness happening that it's like, just stay in the positive light. And when you see something that is not right, you need to trust that. They shoved it in our faces, and we're not going to be fucking quiet, and we're not going to listen to you when you say we have a $25 million lawsuit now. Against who? Against your own selves? Mm-hmm. Who are you trying to convince? We see you.
Yep. It's they're going to try and throw anyone under the bus to save their name, even though it was them, and it was them, and it was the production company, and it was so many people involved.
It was everybody. Y'all are fucking filthy, dirty fucks. Mm-hmm. And your brand needs to go away. Yep. There's no recovering. There's no I'm sorry. Okay, this is, you're mentally disgusting. And I don't know what happened to you when you were young and your upbringing, but like, you need to be evaluated, because mm-hmm. this is not normal. By the way, don't buy Balenciaga. It's expensive as fuck. You don't need it. They're dirty. Don't buy them.
It's ugly.
Cancel them. It's ugly. And just so you know, if I see anybody that is wearing it, I'm immediately judging you and thinking that you're filthy. And if you are someone in my friend group and you continue to wear or buy their shit, it's a deal breaker for mm-hmm. me. We're not morally in alignment. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes, because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look, and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Speaking of lying about things, when I heard that, because like there's a lot of lying in Hollywood as well.
So tell us yours.
And I remember lying for the first time.
You remember, actually.
I remember my first lie ever
told. Tell us.
Told.
Stop.
Yeah. I made a slushie.
Wait, are you talking about your first lie ever, like back
in Utah? Well, the first lie I ever remember telling. Yes.
When, okay.
No, my first lie ever of my whole life. Okay? I remember it. Okay?
Okay.
Mom had her new couch, and I made a slushie, and I spilled the slushie on the cushion, and I was tripping out. So naturally, I flipped the cushion. Okay? I don't clean it up. I flip the cushion. And I'm young. Like, you must have been maybe like 4.
Did you blame
5.
It on me?
Just wait. So my mom one day is flipping cushions.
Yeah.
And she notices a giant red stain. Okay. That's been there for quite a while now.
Oh, it's
and so
in there.
She asks, who spilled on the couch? And I sensed that she would be upset.
I wish she was here for this.
And we'll talk about it again when she's here. And I said, do you want to know who really did it? Do you want to know? And I said, Easton.
I was 4. How would I wouldn't even have known to flip the cushion?
With his little curly hair. Curls.
Just getting beaten.
Wait, I lied. I just lied again. No, because I remember my statement. So I said to my mom, Easton did it, right? Yeah. And I was like very convincing, like, Easton did it.
She's a very good actress.
You're such a dick. And so his little curly hair. And he was like, I didn't do it, Mom. I didn't do it. And she's like, Lauren said that you spilled.
Yeah.
And so then she starts interrogating me.
Oh.
Okay.
Good.
Because like in all 2020 episodes, you see, the liar always has a giveaway, all right? Always does something where it's like, I don't know about this. I don't think Easton spilled. I think it was you. So I go, you want to know who really spilled, Mom? Do you want me to tell you the truth? And for a split second, I wanted to be so convincing and say Easton again. But I just felt so bad that I said it was me. And I was grounded for so long.
Because she lied.
Because I lied.
But then you told the truth.
I know, but I originally lied.
Did Easton get in trouble at all?
Yes, and he kept saying profusely that he didn't do it. And so my mom came back to the accuser.
Well, Easton didn't do it.
You know? Oh my God. And you got in trouble?
Because I lied.
Yeah, we never really.
And my mom said, if you would not have lied, I would not have been upset. Lies. She lied. She would have been upset.
I just remember saying bad words with Tabasco.
Oh,
wait, what?
Like you got hot sauce if you said a bad word?
Hated that.
But what was...
You don't remember that?
Soap in your mouth? My mom tried it once.
You may be watching movies and that happened to someone else and you think
it happened. No, I did it. No,
mom. Because I do not remember that.
Mom was there on one. She washed my mouth out and I'll never forget it.
Soap?
I was so young. We were in the side bath. Caller.
Was it a bar?
I'm pretty sure it was a bar.
I got my mouth washed out. They did it once and then
I think... It was in the bathroom across... In the upstairs, and they held me. I was so small and just rubbed my mouth with the soap.
What did you say?
I don't remember that at all.
What did you say?
I can't even remember. I just remember that.
Do you think it was something like fuck, or do you think it was like hate?
Probably fuck.
Really?
I don't see our parents washing our mouths out anything short of the word fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to put her on speaker.
Yeah, I need her on speaker. She probably won't answer. She doesn't even have her phone ever.
Yeah, mouthing. That was a thing for like our generation is mouth washed out with soap. My parents did it once and then I said I was going to call the cops and they didn't. I actually.
Mom?
I'm going to call the police.
We got her.
I'm putting you on speaker. You're on the podcast.
She's going to say no.
Okay, we need. Easton is alleging that when he was a young kid, he said a bad word and he remembers you slash or dad rinsing his mouth out with soap or putting hot sauce in it. Do you
It
recall?
Was soap. I remember it's
okay,
soap.
Okay, soap. Did this happen?
You know what? I don't recall it at all.
I don't remember either, Easton.
I'll never forget. I was in
Maybe
the...
Dad.
Did you think your dad...
Well, let's call him.
That is so dark.
You gotta make light of the love.
All right. I love you, Mom.
I love you.
Bye.
I'll never forget.
Easton, that was so fucked up. That is so dark.
Only Easton could make that joke, or you, or Lise.
That's true. All right.
Look,
well, since Dad's gone, I'm gonna have to like. Yeah, I remember.
Is he on yours?
Do you think it was? Do you think your dad would do something like? Do you think? Because my mom and dad.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. So I got caught stealing as well.
Yeah, that he chopped your hand off.
Not even a little bit. No. My dad covered for him.
Yeah. That see, and that's why I remember
my dad
like,
covered for me when I got my drinking ticket.
Can I have
too.
A little Perrier, please? Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Pause. I need to know what you stole, and I need to know about this drinking ticket.
He stole a
ticket.
Pair of women's earrings.
For a girlfriend or something? For yourself.
I'm thinking of others. No.
Which is so weird.
Shut up.
Did you have your ears pierced at least?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
that's
we
why I think they knew it was.
Where'd you steal them from?
Macy's at the mall.
Macy's.
Fashion place.
Fashion place mall.
He wasn't allowed to go there for a year.
Did security find you?
They got me quick. I thought about running, but then I was like, you know what?
And Kent was with you.
No. So I was just with friends.
Okay.
I got caught.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, I was a minor.
Okay.
So I got caught. I had to sit in a room. Mm-hmm. And then cops came. They gave me my ticket, and then they gave me a map of the mall and an outline of where I was not allowed.
And your dad came and, like, what do you mean covered?
So, okay. I was 17, so luckily I was not 18.
Okay.
But he couldn't come and get me, but I was a minor, so he had to. Luckily, they were like, if you can call him. And so I called him and like the cop was like, I will take it from here. So then he was like, he probably told my dad everything.
Yeah.
And then he was like, hey, your dad is just releasing you. You're fine.
Did you get grounded?
No.
No, me and my mom were in my room one night and we heard my dad talking to Easton in his room and they were whispering. No, he was not yelling. He was whispering.
He did yell at me though when no one was home.
He did.
Like, oh yeah. And then he was helping me go through some stuff because the whispering. He was like, hey, we got to take care of this. And then
did he ever tell your mom?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
He did tell my mom because then Easton had to appear in court.
Really?
Someone had to take him.
Yeah, I was underage.
Dad
so.
Got to work.
That is like wild for if someone stole in my town, they would just be like, take the item back and be like, get the fuck out of here. They wouldn't call the cops.
Well, no, this is Utah, baby.
Yeah,
our moral compass is
and so also
hard as a dick.
It depends on what you steal as
dick
well.
On Viagra. Viagra.
If you steal over $100 worth too, it's Viagra. Like if you steal over $100 worth.
It's then like a felony?
Yeah.
What?
Like, I'm pretty sure that, I think that was.
How much were the earrings? $40?
No, I think they were like.
Were they just like cubic zirconia?
Oh, you were.
Zirconia?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they were nicer earrings. I wasn't going to steal. I had a job. I was like, maybe these 130 ones will get away with though.
You are such a clown.
So that happened, had to appear in court. But yeah.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm saying, like, he would cover for me. So I think I'm not kidding you. I remember saying something and he washed my mouth out because he was like, you're not saying that again in front of anyone.
Okay.
I probably said fuck because Walter Hogan. You
shout out Walter.
Walter, I'd always go to his house and he had an older brother who was just crazy and would have all of
and
his
hot.
Butt. Yeah, he's a good looking
super
dude.
Hot.
We love those hot older bros.
But yeah, no, him and his buddies would come over and like throw Walter and me around.
Oh.
But they would curse and be like, fuck you. So we kind of like, we just took
someone
over.
Someone called the police on them.
So like, yeah, like it was fun. They'd throw us on beanbags and stuff, but they were the language we thought we could now use. So I think that's
so
maybe where.
And you wash your mouth out with soap. Did you ever get spanked?
I don't remember ever
being sick.
It
was such a generation thing. No. Wait, before we forget, maybe. I need to know, you got a drinking ticket and your dad covered for you.
Yeah.
Kent sounds like a cool fucking dude.
I got a drinking ticket.
Which one was this?
Tell us about it.
How many have you had?
How many? One. What do you mean?
And what's a drinking ticket? I've literally never heard of that.
I was literally 1 month shy.
Of 21.
Of 21. Mm. And there was this crazy bitch at this party, and we had been drinking all day. And she comes to the house, and she was definitely on something because she kept telling me she was going to curb me, okay? And I was like, oh, no. I don't like the sound of that. And then she comes to attack me, all right? Like, she was on one, y'all. Like, and I kept telling people at the party, like, I don't know why no one's doing anything, but, like, this girl is really crazy. She's losing her mind.
Okay.
Was it just liquor, or did she have other things?
I don't know. I was very naive. I'm still very naive to drugs. I was drinking, and we were not acting the same. But I've also had moments of, like, not acting great on alcohol, so it could have just been alcohol.
Okay.
But she is outside, and I go to the stairs. There's, like, two stairs out of the front door, and she sees me and starts hauling ass towards me.
Oh, I was about
and to what hauling to? Ass towards me. What people don't know about me is my kicks are deadly, okay? I don't know how they got that way, but, like, I could fuck you up with my kick, all right? So okay. She comes toward me, and I put my knee towards my chest, and I give her a little boop.
Just a little sternum chop.
Yep. She goes fucking flying.
Are you kidding?
I slam the door. I lock it. I'm looking out of the big front window, and I see her pick up a rock and
huck it.
She fucking hucks it.
At you.
Like, trying to break through the goddamn window. So I say, enough is enough. I'm calling the motherfucking police, all right?
So you kind of ratted on yourself.
Essentially, oh. Yes. I call them.
Okay.
They roll up. She gets arrested because she's going crazy.
Stuff. Okay.
She was still there?
She was still there.
At this point, are people holding her back from you?
At this point, everyone's sitting there going, like, what's going on? I was like, I told you that there's a crazy bitch trying to curb me, and now she just threw a rock through your fucking window. That's what's happening. That's what's happening right now.
Oh, my God.
So I'm almost at the finish line. And the cop comes out, and he goes, so this girl is also, and I'm with it,
yeah.
Right? I'm fucking with it.
Yeah.
And this girl rats me out. She's been drinking too. So they ask me, and if I say no, they're just going to breathalyze
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I had a little bit to drink too. Yeah. So they take her away.
Yeah.
She gets a drinking ticket. I get a drinking ticket. We both have to go to court. My mom appears with me. She's looking at me death stare while we're both in court.
Who? Mom or the girl?
No, the girl.
Ugh.
Oh, I thought you meant mom.
And they were like, happy birthday.
To you.
Because we now know you're 21.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a month shy. I didn't have to go to court for like 6 months.
I know. That's fucked.
But I told my dad I got a drinking ticket and yeah. shit's going to come in the mail, so you need to be on it.
Yeah.
You cannot. Like, I was checking them. I called.
Why?
My dad
goes, you didn't what want you need Lisa to see?
No. I did not want my mom to see because she told me the night before this happened.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm having a premonition that you get in trouble for drinking, and I want you to be careful. Psych. And I was like, okay, mom. And literally the next night I got one.
How much are drinking tickets? Do you have to pay money?
They're only like $150.
They're not bad. I yeah. chose community service because I was kick-ass at community service.
What'd you do?
I loved
it. For it.
Well, at that point in time, you could literally do anything.
Oh.
Like, you didn't have to go to an organization. So I oh. helped my best friend's elderly grandmother clean up her yard.
Aww.
Yeah. But
and now that's why.
So
they
my
do.
Dad told me, he goes, you got to call the office and tell them you've moved and change the address. So that your
so
the
doesn't
ticket
come
doesn't come here. So
and I sent, he went and picked it up?
Yeah. Savage.
Kent is a badass.
Oh, no, I should have put my address somewhere else. I wasn't thinking. I was so
but
nervous.
Oh. Your mom still found out, obviously.
Well, did yeah, she, I eventually told her.
Did you get
I can't
grounded?
Keep anything from her.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get grounded.
Really?
Because it was like, you got a drinking ticket when you were 20 and now you're 21. Yeah. So, like, what am I supposed to do about it?
Yeah.
But it's not like you did anything except protect yourself.
Oh, shoot. That bitch went flying after my karate kick.
That is
But then she tried to break the goddamn window. And no one's doing anything.
Kick her hard
enough. Were you sitting down when she came at you and that's how you could kick?
I was standing.
Can we, is the video we're going to post when this episode comes out, you kicking? Because we need a video or a photo and people need to see.
Yeah. Okay. We'll film it.
Okay. That's the one that'll be posted.
I'm not proud of my actions, but I did what I needed to do.
I'm so
proud. To protect myself. Because I had just learned what curbing meant and she kept threatening to do that to me. And I was like, where am I? No one's helping me. So
curbing was like in...
When in we were young. My God,
like, it was that. Like,
well, I think there was a movie that came out with it, and it was really scary.
Yeah, it was like iconic, right? It was I forgot. You guys know what I'm talking about. But really quick, it just flashed the amount of DMs we got, Easton, about, oh my God, I can't believe you guys don't know what glizzy means. Glizzy is 100% a real thing.
Not wait, really?
Yes, not only that.
Did somebody give us where it came from? I hope.
Yes. Apparently, it came from New York, and look at this.
What did I say?
Look at this. No, it's not.
Is it an actual, like, is a glizzy an actual, like, hot dog with, like, special things on it?
No.
Is it like a Chicago dog, but it's called a glizzy?
Somebody sent me a photo of to a glizzy? Show you, Easton, of socks with hot dogs on them that say, like, Glizzy Town or something. Now I can't find it, but you know who you are. If you sent it to me, I can't find them anymore. But
I'll have a pair on soon.
They said, yeah. So, Easton, apologies. I'm going to sit here and apologize because I thought for sure you made it up.
No.
I sure did.
And I thought I was so with the times and like the lingo that people use.
Right.
No, you're not.
I have no idea. Like,
no, me either.
There's so much. Is it new or is it old? Glizzy.
In all honesty, I feel like it's, I want to say it's new, but it might be like within like, a couple of years. Like, honestly, I think I saw it on TikTok first. So I want to say,
did?
Yeah, it might have been like 2020, 2021.
Oh. Yeah, we got so many DMs that were like, yes, how do you guys not know what a glizzy is? Like, yeah. Easton's right.
Well, I want to know how you do know what a glizzy is because that's not even close to the word hot dog.
I know. I think they said it came from New York.
Well, there so you go. You were right. Yeah.
Well, it's just like
you said it came from the East Coast.
Yeah, I said New York first.
Yeah,
I did know that.
No, you were spot on.
But yeah, it's just like, you know the dog vendors? There's hundreds of them.
Yeah.
So like, they know how people just film TikToks? Like, that was the one thing of like, that got it huge. It was like, let me get the glizzy. And you like, sticks the hot dog and puts it in. And then that's how that went.
At the Elton John concert that I went to, they had so many glizzy stands right outside. I fucking love street meat. There was a point in time when I first moved to LA where I was obsessed with edibles.
Okay.
Me and my best friend, Danielle, who now we're both moms.
Who we'd like to have on the podcast.
Yeah, about her birthing experience. Yeah. And we would go to the craziest. Okay, so in LA, they have really cool nightclubs. There's a place called Davy Wayne's. I don't know if it's still pop in or if it exists anymore, but you would like go through a vending machine and that was the front door.
Cool.
Which also, by the way, I blame every time that I've been wasted and try to climb into a fridge on Davy Wayne's because I'm like, y'all have taught me that this might be a door, okay, to like some cool universe. So yes. I've definitely opened fridges and been like, come in. Yes, I was under the influence during all those times. But we would pop our little edibles. We were so into edibles and just like having all the fun in the world before weed turned on me and then made me feel like everyone was going to murder me in shoes. But the best part was walking out at 2 a.m. and just like all this street meat that I would go insane on. I'd get two
hot dogs.
Two glizzies, bitch.
Two glizzies. Double fisted.
Wrapped in bacon. Okay. Ooh. Just so stoned, so wasted. 25, which is the tight body of they're just banging. The world is mine for the fucking taking, all right?
It's my kind of day.
It's like, that was the dream.
The life.
And then I'd go back to my little shitty Olympic apartment. Yeah. And
I loved
be
that
like,
apartment.
You know what?
Yeah.
Ugh, I hated that
you
apartment.
You did? I loved it.
Your first apartment here, it was your first official LA apartment that you lived in, like, the town of LA.
Yes.
And we've passed it before, and I think it's cute.
Well, then you live there.
No, I
don't know if I could live there. Yeah, you're right. I just visited for, like, a week.
It was in a good area?
No. It was in a fine area.
Yeah.
But, like, walkable, you could literally, like, turn around in the shower. I tried everything to make it feel like home, and I think you know, once you're on the edibles and you're like, I don't even know where I am. It's awesome. Two glizzies. Awesome. Vodka. Awesome. You know, I'm living the fucking dream.
Glizzies street me. I was always pizza. You could not find me with a hot dog, but pizza, done deal.
See, after
well, if they had like pizza carts outside the club, I probably would have hit that, but it was only street meat.
No one's just got a brick oven just walking around.
Pizza places are open until like 4 a.m.
Oh, I don't want to walk anywhere.
Jessica.
Though. I just want to step
out
the club.
You leave the freaking vending machine right door and there it is. Like, call the Uber. He's whipping around while you're getting your condiments on your street meat and then you go home. It's like genius.
That's how you live life.
That's how you live life. And there were literally 15 of them outside of Elton John. And when I tell you they were being mobbed, it was absolutely amazing.
That's probably a great, because they're so... Glizzies are so inexpensive to buy. That's probably a great business plan. If you have a cart, you have a little heaty up thing.
And they were like thick and juicy.
Ooh, big old dog.
Jealous of my big old dog. Do you remember that?
That's my favorite fucking video. I'll post it every year on your birthday until you're 85 years old because it's the funniest shit. If you guys want to know what we're talking about, it's on YouTube. I think it's like the Nashville video of the tour, but Lala with her hot dog makes me laugh every time. If I need to be in a good mood.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, if I need to be in a good mood, I'll look it up on my phone and just watch it. It's so fucking funny.
No one laughs harder at me going than Brittany Cartwright because there was a time in Mexico for her engagement where we all went for her party and something happened where Ariana was brought up and I hadn't told that thing that I had hooked up with her.
Yeah.
And so I looked at Brittany, and of course, I was sober at the time.
Yeah.
I was like 1 month sober. And they were all hammered. Mm-hmm. And I said, you can't talk about that. And she goes, why? And I go, because I went, with Ariana. And she died laughing. So now every time I see her, I go, hey, Brittany.
She dies every time.
She dies, but I do that in the video.
Yeah,
so
you
now
do.
Instead of this being like cookie munching mouth,
it's glizzy.
It's just about good food.
It's a glizzy mouth.
So that's what the sock said, glizzy guzzler. And the girl I was DMing was like, it kind of sounds like a blowjob, but she's
like, it is a blowjob. I wish I were the glizzy guzzler.
Because I was like, I need to get those for Easton. She's like, well, it kind of sounds like a blowjob. And I'm like, okay, maybe
it
not.
It sounds like a blowjob. And if you give him those and he rocks it with his stolen Macy's women earrings, he's just going to, with his Bravoholic.
Oh.
Did you see his sweatshirt?
No, it's, where did you get that, BravoCon?
I stole it from Lauren.
Yeah, it was mine. And then I walk out and he's got it on and he has a Bravoholic.
I steal a lot of
pink
shit from her. Yeah. But it's so great. Sometimes you don't even know.
By the way, you rocking that is giving me all the life because on the back it says I'd rather be watching Bravo and that is my same.
Do you have another one or are you guys going to share it?
We'll share it.
Yeah. You know which one I just got brand new for 25% off.
Speaking of that,
so many people.
Colors? Because I want.
That whole rack is all new.
All new?
Yeah.
We're talking about the brand new hoodies, you guys.
Can
I
take one? You can take one. Yes. Mm-hmm. So many people have asked me about the brand new hoodies because usually I only do like a limited launch with merch. But the brand new hoodies, people are really, really down with. So they're 25% off. I'll post the link. Just click it. Slide in. 25% off of the brand new hoodie.
For the next, this comes out Wednesday. So only for the next few more days. But gift. They're great gifts.
They're such high quality.
They're really so like comfy.
They have some weight behind them.
Yes. And my size is large. Bought 3, gifting them. Who doesn't want to be a brand new bitch this year?
It's so cute. And that's my handwriting.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Love turning something so shitty into something so unbelievably iconic.
Yes. All right? That's fucking right.
We're going into the new year and we all want to be brand new. Let's all do better. Cheers. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Another tangent with Lala. Anyway, I love you guys so, so much. I hope you had a I hope you had a very happy holiday and a safe holiday. I love you guys, and I will catch you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.